Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show studios today at WRCO. We are honored to have more members of the cast of Grease, which is the Richland Center production this year, their musical year. And we introduced you to a few of the characters earlier, a few more today, as we'll introduce you to Roger, Jan, Frenchie, and Marty, played by Will Bailing, Leah Chambers, Cam Schultz, and Maddie Huber. Cam Schultz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good myself. How about you?
Doing really well. I'm just looking forward to the production. Is it one of those things where you could go on tonight if need be, or do you need a little bit more time?
Honestly, I feel pretty good about it, but there's obviously times where I'm just like, oh no, where's my cue? Oh no, I forgot about that. But I think the more we do it and the more we practice it, especially with it finally being in like the home stretch, I think it's going to turn out really good.
Fall is a busy time, and so many of you are involved in other activities. How do you find the time to practice this?
Luckily for me, as a boys soccer manager, I oftentimes just get to like leave practice early and get in and whatnot. Honestly, I've practiced lines at practice with friends before, so that's really helped as well.
I'm sure, yeah. Bounce them off somebody. Well, you've got a little downtime then. So you play the part of Frenchie. I think Frenchie's character is pretty well known in the Grease movie, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. She's very well known. She's kind of known as like the airhead and like the beauty school dropout. She just doesn't know what she wants to do. She doesn't have like a drive for anything. She just wants to sit there and look pretty almost.
Uh-huh. So in terms of have you had to learn anything about doing hair or anything like that? Or
I luckily enough have a wig, so that's going to be pretty interesting to have on.
What kind of other outfit, what kind of costume do you wear?
I wear a lot of pink because she's very like girly, like frilly, very feminine. A lot of blue. I feel like that kind of symbolizes maybe a bit of like her like not knowing what to do with her life almost.
Frenchie kind of gets along with everybody, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. She kind of gets along with everybody, but she also kind of agrees with everybody on everything. Like, she likes Sandy, but she also likes Rizzo, and Rizzo originally did not like Sandy. So she's kind of like, she's for everybody.
It's kind of a little bit of high school drama in there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
That sounds fun, and I think that a lot of people know the movie real well. The musical stage version that you guys are going to put on is just a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little more child-friendly, honestly. It's more simplified down, and I think that's a lot more easier to understand. Because at least for me, when I first watched Grease, I was like, what's going on? Like, we have this, and then we have that, and then that happened, and then this happened. Like, I think this is a lot easier to understand.
Uh-huh. Logistically, it's going to be interesting to see how you work in different things, you know, that are in the movie. It's a little harder to recreate those on stage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Luckily enough, we have my mother personally, who's been helping with choreography, and we have a really great stage crew who's been helping with design and getting props on, and I thank them all so very much.
Does Frenchie have a main song?
No, she does not, but she does play her part in Beauty School Dropout, where basically I just get to follow around the teen angel and be like, okay, I'll do exactly what you say.
And who plays the teen angel?
Then? Micah Meyer.
Okay, Micah Meyer is that. Okay, the Frankie Avalon character from the Grease movie. So we'll look for that. Maddie Huber is here as well. How you doing there, Maddie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You play the part of Marty.
Yes, I do.
It's kind of a little bit of a more complex role, isn't it?
A little bit. I think it's kind of been simplified down a little bit in the high school version. There's a lot to her, but her main role is to seek male attention. And so that's kind of what my whole character is based around. Boys, lots of boys.
Sure.
But she's also a girl's girl. And she, in the beginning, she really backs up Rizzo a lot. Like, she's always with Frenchie and Rizzo. And then as Sandy comes in, I think throughout, I start to kind of support her more, and I think that kind of helps bring the whole group together.
And her boyfriend is, does she have a main boyfriend?
Yeah, kind of. My main boyfriend is Sonny. That's played by Joe Abde. But I'm also engaged to a Marine somewhere across the sea. And I also flirt a lot with just like various people throughout.
Including Vince Fontaine,
yes,
the DJ.
That's the main. Vince Fontaine is my main flirt during the dance scene. It's pretty intense.
So for your character, it's a little bit of a stretch for Maddie Huber, right?
A little bit, yeah. It's a little out of my comfort zone, but it's really fun. It's been really fun to kind of just be really open with people and, you know, just have a good time. Like, that's what it's about, and we have been definitely having a good time, so.
That's the fun thing about playing someone else, though. You know, you get to do things that you wouldn't normally do, right?
Right, yeah.
Sure. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about volleyball. My goodness, what kind of a ride was that this year?
It was pretty insane. I won't lie, I don't think anybody expected us to improve the way we did, and I think we just really gave everybody a run for their money, and it was a season that we're all really proud of.
Yeah, you should
be.
Very
proud of, yeah.
Tell me about that match Saturday night with Aquinas. Was that just something else? Have you ever been in one that was that tight and intense?
No, I don't think so. I think that we all just really felt like we needed to be there and give everything we had. And we knew, like, oh, it's possible that this is going to be our last game. We need to go out there and we need to leave everything on the court. So I think that's why it ended up being such a close game. We were all just trying to play for each other and be there for each other. And yeah, it was a really sad end, but it was something that we're all very proud of.
I know that you'd like to be playing tonight in the sectional semifinal, but, you know, I guess on the other side of it, you can focus on Greece, right?
Yeah, that has definitely been the only plus side about volleyball being over, is that I've been able to focus more on the things that I kind of missed of the musical when volleyball was still going. Like, I missed some choreography and things like that, so I've been trying to focus on that and just, you know, just the whole production.
Do you have any main solos or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I have a song called Freddie My Love where I sing about my fiance, who's a Marine and gone. And I kind of just sing about how I like that he gives me stuff. He buys me a lot of things. But the song is really fun. It has some really nice harmonies in the back. All the pink ladies are singing harmonies, and it's really nice. It's really fun.
We'll look forward to that. And then costume-wise, what kind of an outfit does Marty wear?
I wear a lot of brighter colors, a lot of things that are more low-cut and just kind of tight because, like I said, male attention is kind of my main goal in the play. And yeah, I have like short dresses, shorter skirts. That's kind of the whole idea there, just show off a little bit.
Is this your first acting role, or have you had other acting?
In Cinderella last year, I was Cinderella, so.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a very different role, so they're not very comparable. That was very, like, innocent love, and this is very more geared towards, you know, very teenage, shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Would you like to get into acting someday? I mean, in terms of, like, community theater and thing like that?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely community theater would be fun. I don't think I'll ever try to do anything professionally or anything like that, but just as a hobby, for sure, yeah.
Great. Well, let's move over to the other side of the room here. We have Leah Chambers. Leah, what part do you play?
I play Jan. She's awesome. She's just a fun-loving girl with her little pigtails and just getting along with everybody and nice to everyone and loves her pink lady girls.
Our radio audience can't see, but you have pigtails today. Is that part of the show then?
Yeah, I plan on wearing my pigtails, but I won't have them on the side of my head. I did wear them like that when I was younger in first grade, but I don't know if I want to relive that memory. But yeah,
you probably have the school picture somewhere.
I do. Yeah. My mom saves them. But yeah, I purposely put my pigtails in today to get more into my character and feel more connected to Jan.
And a pink shirt, too.
Yeah.
So tell us about Jan and the character and the role and how she plays a role in the Grease story.
Oh, Jan is, she's just getting along with everybody. She loves her pink ladies. She's so close. She's close-knit with them. She gets along with everyone. She's more shy around the guys, but I feel like that's more common for girls back in the 50s, wanting to be more closer with their friends than with the guys. But she's really funny. I love her so much. She's very outspoken when she's with her ladies. So I'm glad that I get to showcase that because I'm outspoken sometimes with my friends and things I believe in, but it's different having to play someone who's shyer around guys, because I don't consider myself a shy person, so it's just been really fun to do something new and experience something new and playing a part.
Yeah, well said. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jan is the youngest of the Pink Ladies, right?
She's a little bit immature when she's around her friends, but that's what makes her so funny and a laughable character, but in a good way.
And you have, now I know in the movie, Jan does the imitation of the toothpaste commercial. Do you do that in the musical play or not?
It's not written in the script, but I'm sure we'll put that in somewhere, at least in the school performances, because that's something you can't miss. That's what she's known for.
Right, exactly. The brusha, brusha, brusha,
yeah,
or whatever.
I've been working on it.
Okay.
I've been working on my brusha, brusha.
And who is Jan's main boyfriend then?
I have Roger, who is played by Will, and he's been such an amazing partner. We've been able to figure out how to work together, because we're supposed to be like, we don't know we like each other, but we like each other. So it's been interesting trying to figure out how to play that role, but it's been wonderful. Will's been such a good partner, so I'm so glad that I have him as Roger for Jan.
What are some other things you're involved in at RCHS?
I do mural club with Emily Dickman and with Mr. Rogers. We are right now painting inside like the cafeteria, the beautiful farm to table mural on the inside. It's so beautiful. I'm hoping to get back into student council. I was able to miss it, which it's not a good thing, but I'm hoping to get back into it and help out the school. I am a drum major for the band, and that was a wonderful time during marching season to watch all of the kids play, and I was very proud of them at the end. We did such an amazing job, so it's been wonderful to build relationships with everybody at the school. So
yeah, the band looked really good. I had a chance to see them at the football games a couple of times. The Beatles medley was pretty awesome.
Yes, so. I was very happy that we got to play something new, because last year we played more of like a rock style, and this was different getting to play like Beatles, because that's more, and it was different because it's in like the 70s, so getting to feel that like vibe of love, peace, and everything. And it was exciting to do a drum major salute for the first time, which was different, and I was very glad that I got to have that opportunity.
That's awesome. So, and then the band, you don't have a concert until Christmas then, right? Or the holiday? Okay.
Or we do have Veterans Day program. But,
oh, sure.
But yeah, our main concert will be during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. So, but Greece will be over with by Veterans
Day. Yes, it will
then.
Be.
So that's going on next weekend. Well, thanks for coming along today. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And how about Will over here in the corner? Will, who is Roger? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So tell us a little bit about, give us a character insight for Roger.
Roger is one of the younger greasers. He tries to follow along with Danny and Kaneki, and he tries to be there whenever they're there. And he's more of a comical character. His girlfriend is Jan, so that's great to play. And he's just a fun guy.
Is it a little bit of a stretch for you from how you really are, Will, or is it
honestly
close?
Not really. It's not much of a stretch. It's just more so of his mooning that he does that I don't do. So other than that, he's basically me, so which is really nice to do, but it's kind of challenging to change myself, too.
You're one of the younger ones as well, right, in the storyline?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so that brings up some interesting things where you're trying to impress upon the other guys and everything.
Yeah, especially with the Pink Ladies and just how mature they are. And it's just such an interesting aspect to how my character gets played.
In the movie, you're the one that injures Kaneki so he can't race. Is there a race scene in the stage production or not?
Not really. We just have Grease Lightning, and that's about it. So
just do the song then. So
yep.
Do you get a solo in that particular song? Do you have any lines?
I do not. So? I have some lines during it, but my main song is Mooning, which I sing to Jan during the park scene. And it's just a funny song. It's all about me mooning in front of her and just waiting for her at school and all that. It's just such an interesting song.
Mooning must have a different meaning than what I think of mooning.
So. It's more of a double meaning, like mooning meaning like I love you type thing, okay. And then mooning as in showing off your bare behind. So
I was going to say, there's not a song about that, I don't think. I don't remember that anyway. But so is that a stretch for you to sing a solo and, you know, have a song like that or not?
Honestly, solo ensemble last year really helped for this. Gained my confidence a lot. And it's just a fun song, so it's pretty easy to do.
What about some other things you're involved in at Richland Center?
I have been involved in band and choir and baseball, and I think that's the musical, obviously.
Right. So you've been real busy since school started with this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been such a fun time to have, and it's just we're geared up to where we need to be, and I think we're going to do great this coming weekend.
Do you have any choreography that you have to do? Do you have to do any dancing?
Got most of the dances almost done. We got hand jive in there, and we go together. And then the last song that we have, which is, I don't remember what it is.
Do you do You're the One That I
You're
Want?
You're the One I Want, yep. And so we got some dancing in that. Mostly it's just Danny and Sandy, but.
Okay. Choreography would be something that I would struggle with, but you get along with that all right, huh?
Yeah, well, it's all right. Sometimes I have struggled singing and dancing at the same time because I'm just so focused on trying to hit all the moves and all that. So,
right, the two go together. Why should people come out and see Grease next weekend at Richland Center?
Well, we are actually handing out tickets to students at the high school, intermediate school, St. Mary's, and Eagle. So every student will get a ticket so they can bring out their parents, and there'll be a free ticket for them. So that'll be great for that. And then the musical, we have to thank our stage crew. They have done a fabulous job. Cole Muth with the lighting, and then G4 with all the sound. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it wouldn't come together if you didn't have community people helping out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And sponsors. So, looks like a great show coming up. We're going to come back and talk more with the members of the cast of Grease. We have four members here continuing on with our show that we had on Monday, where we had some of the other characters and actors come in as well. We'll be back with the morning show in just a moment. Four members from the cast of Grease are in the studio with us today. Will Bailing, Leah Chambers, Cam Schultz, and Maddie Huber. And we're talking about the upcoming production. It's next weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we hope a lot of folks will come out to enjoy the show. Certainly, here it is, Richland School District Foundation presentation of Grease. I wanted to give you the times, 7 on Friday night and Saturday night, and 2 on Sunday, and tickets will be sold at the door. All right. So, would any of you like to have lived back then in that time, Cam?
Honestly, I think it would have been really fun, but there's obviously like different like cultural changes and like, I don't want to get political, so I'm not going to say that out loud, but like different roles of like women's lives and like whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with the way it is now, but I think it'd be interesting just to try maybe for like a week or so.
Maddie, can you imagine life without a cell phone though?
Not really. I would like to say yeah, but we're also used to using technology that it would be really, really hard to go back to a time where they just didn't have all of those things.
A simpler time, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys have had a chance to get some new props in there too, haven't you?
Yeah, what have we got? We've got so many new things. We've got a record player. Yeah, we've got a record player and an old camera. It's so tiny. It's so funny. We also have a radio, which is cool. I haven't really, like an old-timey radio, and I haven't seen one of those since I've been to my grandparents' house.
Mm-hmm. We have a phone, too.
Oh, yeah, the old phone. I think those are so cool. I would love to have one of those in my room.
Sure.
Love them. All the props are so amazing to see, and it brings you back to a simpler time when things were just more in person, I guess I could say.
Yeah. What is your favorite song in Greece? Maybe not necessarily one that you're involved in.
I think Beauty School Dropout might be my favorite. I love the choreography that the girls are doing, and Micah Meyer does such an amazing job singing. I love listening to him sing, and with Cam in there, like, just following him around and following Teen Angel, it's amazing. I really like that. I think that one's my favorite. Yeah.
That's fun. Which one do you hear in your head after practice there, Will?
Definitely Rock and Roll Party Queen, just because it's me and Duty's duet. But that song is just such a fun song to do. It just gets stuck in my head. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That earworm, so
yeah.
to speak.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Cam, what about you?
Definitely Beauty School Dropout. I'm always thinking about, like, okay, I have to position myself this way. I have to look at him this way. I have to turn around to look at him. Just a lot. Just I have to be focused on Teen Angel.
Mm-hmm. I'm the Teen Angel. That's awesome. Maddie?
Well, I really like Freddie, My Love. That song gets stuck in my head constantly. But I also really like, what's it called? Alone at the Drive-In Movie. Is that what the song is called? Yeah. That one's really fun. Danny sings that, and I just really like it. He goes into his falsetto, and it's just really fun to listen to, and it just gets stuck in my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one, too. I think in the movie, it's just an instrumental of that one, maybe, but the musical, it has words.
Yeah, it does. So. It's really good.
Very good. How about some Grease trivia? We made the other group do Grease trivia, so everybody just feel free. Your microphones are open, so feel free to answer. What color is Sandy's skirt during the song Summer Nights? Is that, you guys?
Blue?
Blue?
Oh, yeah, she was wearing a blue one. Right?
Blue? Maybe it is on stage. It says yellow.
That was my guess. I should have said it.
Oh, yeah. She's
cute. What we're doing now.
Yes, okay.
In the movie.
Yes, the original.
Why did Sandy become ill during the sleepover at Frenchie's house?
Because we tried piercing her ears.
Piercing her ears.
Yep. Yep. We do that in our version, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you see
I
blood?
I tried to pierce her ears.
Yeah. Let me see here. This one wouldn't apply, I guess, because you don't have the race. I was going to ask you about that. What is Rizzo's first name?
Betty.
Betty, there you go, Leah.
Yeah.
Nice job. Do they mention that in the script?
They do, yeah.
Do they? Okay.
Eugene says it to her.
Yeah, Eugene probably does.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. What is the name of the athletic boy that Sandy went out with after Danny at the pep rally?
Oh, I don't know.
I can see him in my... I just don't know his name.
Tom.
Oh.
Tom, there you go. And I think maybe that might be... Oh, yeah, who does Marty hook up with at the dance?
Vince Fontaine.
Yeah.
Marshall.
The DJ.
Yep.
All right, well, you guys did well with your trivia questions today for Grease. And Will, your brother now teaches at the high school. What's that like having him in class?
I mean, it is different, especially since you don't really hear siblings teaching you, but that first week was a little weird, a little interesting dynamic, but honestly, it has just been such a huge help from him, especially since he's my brother. I'm so comfortable with him, but it's honestly not as bad as you think it would be.
Oh, well, that's good. He hasn't had to discipline his brother yet, then.
So. Nope.
Okay,
nope,
well, that's good. What would be your dream role on stage if you had a chance to pick one, Will?
I think my dream role would be Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat, just because my dad was in that production. He was one of the brothers, and those songs just give me chills every time I hear them. It's just so good.
Well said. What about you, Leah?
I think I'd have to say Eliza or Angelica Schuyler from Hamilton. I love that musical so much, and those two ladies play such an important role in that musical, and that's my favorite. Yeah, I think I'd be either one of them. I'd be happy with whatever part they have.
That would be fun. All right. What about Cam?
As inappropriate as the musical is, I would love to be Janet from Rocky Horror Picture Show. That, I feel like, would be such a fun role to play.
On Halloween Day, too.
Oh, especially.
Yeah, that's awesome. Maddie?
I've been thinking about this one. I would say probably Eurydice from Hadestown. If you've never seen Hadestown, it is an incredible show. It's more modern, it's new, but the stage effects are incredible, and the songs are just... they really get stuck in your head. It's such an incredible soundtrack. It's very jazzy, and who doesn't love jazz?
Right.
So, yeah.
We'll have to look that up. Very good. Since you're seniors, we'll put you on the spot and ask you, what about next year? Have you thought about where you'd like to be after your schooling days at RCHS?
Sorry, I
didn't
mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I just applied to Eau Claire last night, so I'm hoping I'll get in. I hope to go for business management, and then I want to go into medical sales, so I'll go to like a trade school for like 6 months afterwards.
Okay. Maddie?
So I'm enlisted in the Marines, so
I'll
probably ship out to basic training next August, and so this time of the year I'll still be there. So, yeah, and I'm trying to be in the band, so if that works out, that would be great. If not, I've got some other things hopefully lined up for me, so.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You're looking at making a career of that, or?
I think so. If I make the band, I might go career, but I think it just depends on how things go once I'm in. You know, you never know how you're going to adjust to military life, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, nice to have all you in here in the studio today, and we just want people to come out and see you, right, Cam? Come out and see this great production.
You're going to
want
to see this.
Yeah. It just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And we know the story really well, I think, and so that maybe makes it maybe even a bit more fun, Maddie, when you know the songs and what's
going
to come
next.
Yeah,
when you know what's going on, I think it's just really fun, and it'll be really fun to see the differences in our version, and all the characters are just so loved, I feel like, by so many different people. It's very multi-generational, I think. Everybody knows Grease, so it's definitely worth coming to see.
Great. I'm guessing the Leah Chambers fan club's coming too, right, Leah?
They will be there. I'm sure if you see my parents, they'll probably yap to you the entire time. Don't run into Mark Chambers. He will talk to you for hours.
Be forewarned. And Will, this is going to be a great time. Probably you'll be sad to see it all come to an end, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to miss the seniors that are going to be gone, but it's such a great show. So I'm just glad to be a part of their last year.
Okay. Well said. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody going trick-or-treating tonight, too? Or
Too old?
We have rehearsal tonight, so.
Man. They won't let you off for that. All right. Well, we have some candy in the lobby you can have on the way out.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Will Bailing, Leah Chambers, Cam Schultz, and Maddie Huber. Grease is going on next weekend at Richland Center High School on the stage at the auditorium there. And again, tickets will be sold at the door. Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. We're here to talk about all the great things that Kinship offers in our community and in Southwest Wisconsin. Joining us today is Director Michelle Nolan-Karras. Also, Judd Dvorak is here, who is a volunteer mentor, and Chelsea Wanicki, who is the board secretary for Kinship as well. Well, good morning, everyone. And Chelsea, we'll start with you. This is an important thing that you're a part of, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been involved with Kinship for several years. At first, I started as a mentor, and I've got to say the young lady that I mentored is now in her 20s and getting married and doing well, and it's fun to stay in touch with her many years later. That's a story of many mentors. They start with kids, and those kids mature over the years, and it's just a really fun thing to be a one-on-one mentor with a child. Because I had such a great experience being a mentor, then when there was an opportunity to join the board and just help oversee the organization, provide some support, help with fundraising, then that seemed like a good opportunity. So I've been serving on the board for several years now, and just want to encourage other people in Richland County and the area to learn more about mentoring and the possibility to get involved with Kinship.
So the story with your young woman who's now in her 20s and married, you know, it started off and now it's like a lifelong thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not always that way for everybody. I mean, sometimes the person they're matched with moves out of the area or things change. But a lot of the mentors start with children when they're young and stick with them. If the match is a good success from the family's perspective and the mentor's perspective, usually you meet once a week and you try to find fun activities to do or just free things in the area, just something that will give that child some one-on-one special attention. So yeah, the young lady that I was with, we often went to Simon's and went swimming, or we just go to a fast food restaurant and go get some food and talk, or go to a park and walk around, just anything that we could think of. So yeah, we had that relationship for several years where we met once a week. And then as she kind of became a teenager and had more things going in her own life, we didn't see each other quite as much, but of course have stayed in touch as she's been in the area. And yeah, it's just been good to let her know that, you know, I was that adult that she could count on when she was younger, and I'm always still here for her.
Have you thought about being a mentor again?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that have been previous mentors that would like to come back to it as well. It's not a big ask of your time. Like we said, it's once a week for an hour. So you can think about everybody's busy and there's a lot of things that we do, but it's not a huge ask. It's just asking you to set that time aside for a child. And usually the mentors find it very rewarding themselves as well.
And our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Score big on convenience at White Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is news time at 6:30, and it is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs. The forecast for today calls for a high of 67, cloudy and warmer with scattered showers, tonight overcast and mild with periods of rain, and a low of 55, 64 with a brief thunderstorm possible on Tuesday. Right now in Richland Center, we did have some light rain since midnight. We're at 56 degrees.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. This election could help determine short and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Shergosky says new legislative maps have opened the possibility for Democrats to flip seats in the legislature. However, Shergosky says if Republicans maintain control in the assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026. Even with new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. The U.S. Department of Justice will be at Wisconsin locations on Election Day. The Justice Department announced Friday that it plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions in 27 states. In Wisconsin, those are the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the Russ County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. DOJ sued both towns over allegations of failing to provide voting machines accessible to people with disabilities. Thornapple is currently appealing a federal injunction requiring it to bring in an accessible voting machine for Tuesday's election. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. It was later returned for use, but the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. Electioneering is not allowed near or inside polling places in Wisconsin. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf explained that wearing or making some sort of display that advocates for a candidate, a contest, a referenda, something that's on or related to what's on the ballot. Voters, observers, and poll workers should not be wearing or displaying anything that falls into that electioneering category inside the polling place. Voters or observers making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave, although Wolf said elections inspectors have discretion in such cases. Polls open at 7 tomorrow, and anyone in line before 8 p.m. will be able to cast a ballot. You can also find your polling place at myvote.ww.gov.
Authorities in Wisconsin say five people died in a vehicle crash Friday night. The Dane County Sheriff's Office reports that the vehicle crashed into a tree off a roadway just south of Verona. The Sheriff's Office says the vehicle caught fire and all five occupants were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released their names and ages. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. The Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified Saturday morning around 12:30 of a disturbance on Southwest Lane in the township of Platteville. It was reported that Gerald Moon, age 50, had possibly armed himself with a rifle and was standing on a rooftop. Prior to the arrival of responding officers, it was found that Moon had fled on foot from the residence. A short time later, Moon again presented at the residence and barricaded himself in the second-story loft of a nearby shed. Crisis negotiators from the Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team attempted to get Moon to surrender. After an approximately four-hour standoff, OC spray was used to obtain compliance. Moon was ultimately taken into custody on a warrant for two outstanding charges for domestic violence that Moon failed to appear in court for. Additional charges for the incident are pending. No injuries were reported during this incident. Veterans Day is coming up soon, 1 week from today. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Plus survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults. While over 71% of U.S. adults stress about recent price increases, nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 67 after some patchy fog earlier. A dense fog advisory was allowed to expire at 6 this morning for parts of our listening area. Cloudy and warmer with scattered showers today. Tonight, overcast and mild with periods of rain, a low of 55. Tomorrow, cloudy and scattered showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible, a high of 64. Tuesday night, showers ending early, then decreasing clouds and cooler later. A low of 38 by Wednesday, cloudy and 54, 56 Thursday and Friday, 57. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice week here in Southwest Wisconsin. Currently, our temperature is 57 degrees. Northeast winds around 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.72. Yesterday's high was 56. We did pick up some significant rain. It started late Saturday night. We had 2 inches and 6/100ths all total from that early morning start on Sunday. Until this morning, we've had just a little bit since midnight. Right now, the air is calm, the barometer is steady, and we're at 56 degrees, up 1 from the overnight low.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Sports Time today is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look back at over the weekend and local high school sports. Details on a Packers loss, a Badgers loss as well. Good news for the Brewers, and they have a couple of Gold Glove Award winners. Details coming up.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend in WIAA Tournament Volleyball, and a match played right here in Richland Center on Saturday night, La Crosse Aquinas advanced to state with a 3-2 win over Laconia. Also headed to state, Mineral Point, representing the SWAL, they swept Fall River Saturday night. Columbus Catholic ended the year for Royal, which the night before had ended the year for Ithaca. Columbus Catholic wins in 3. Sheboygan Christian over Barneveld, advancing to state in D5 as well from the sectional finals. Girls state volleyball gets underway on Thursday with Division I quarterfinals. That gets underway on Thursday evening at 5, and that will be held at the Resch Center in Green Bay. High school football is into its level 3 games after over the weekend action. Johnson Creek end of the year for Ithaca. They will play at Kenosha St. Joseph on Friday night, and River Ridge will be at Potosi Cassville in D7. Lancaster will host Belleville as well in Division 6, and Milwaukee Academy of Science will travel to Prairie du Chien on Friday night. The Highland Cardinals still alive in the 8-player tournament. They were winners on Friday night over North Crawford. They will be at Stanley Boyd to take on Owen Withy coming up this weekend in the semifinal for the 8-player games headed towards state. A pick six by Detroit defensive back Kirby Joseph just before halftime put the Packers in a hole they couldn't get out of Sunday afternoon. The Lions held on for a 24-14 win, taking control of the NFC North. Green Bay outgained the visitors 411 yards to 261, but never threatened after that. Josh Jacobs carried 13 times for 95 yards.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers, a lot of drive killers, and that's just on us, man. I feel like, you know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
Josh Jacobs, his comments after yesterday's Packer loss. Elsewhere in the league, it was Atlanta 27-21 over Dallas, Baltimore 41, Denver 10, Buffalo 30, Miami 27, Carolina over New Orleans 23-22. It was Cincinnati 41, Las Vegas 24. The Chargers got the win against Cleveland 27-10. Tennessee over New England 20-17 in overtime. Washington beat the Giants 27-22. Arizona over the Bears, 29-9. Philadelphia, 28. Jacksonville, 23. In overtime, the Rams top Seattle, 26-20. And the Vikings last night were winners over Indianapolis, 21-13. Wisconsin dropped a one-sided game at Iowa Saturday, 42-10. Coach Luke Fickell was lost for words afterwards.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing he said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better. You know, November is for a time when you got to find out what you're made of, and that's not a good showing for what it is that we're made of.
The state's top two men's college basketball programs open the regular season tonight. Guard Cam Jones leads Marquette, and it hosts Stony Brook at the Fiserv Forum. The Golden Eagles are coming off a 27-10 season that ended in the Sweet 16. Holy Cross visits the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center in the other matchup. The Badgers have a lot of new faces as they start the season with 5 straight games at the Kohl Center. Here's the game tonight on WRCO. WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. They will take the air at 6 o'clock this evening. The names of two brewers are included on the list of 2024 Gold Glove Award winners for the National League. Second baseman Bryce Terang led all of Major League Baseball in defensive runs saved. Right fielder Sal Frelick used his speed and strong arm to lead the field and win his first Gold Glove. This was also Terang's first honor for defense at the Major League level. Sal Frelick spoke about the award.
It's definitely cool. It's an honor, a little surreal still, and obviously I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce. Just watching him put in the work he did, obviously so deserving, but been playing with him for the past few years and to play with him in the minors and then now teammates with him, it's kind of cool to see him develop and develop right next to him.
And the Brewers declined closer Devin Williams' $10.5 million club option for 2025. The two-time NL Reliever of the Year remains with the team while being arbitration eligible for one more season. I'm Phil Neal. Update on sports.
100.9 WRCO.
As your role, tell us about your role as Secretary of Kinship.
Sure. So our board of directors includes myself and several other community volunteers, most of whom who have either been mentors or they have a special interest in youth development or helping kids succeed in the community. Our board meets every other month, so we meet six times a year, and we really just kind of go over the financials. We hear about if there's any special events for mentors and kids, and we think about if there's anything additional that we want to do to promote the program. You know, we all think it's a great program, but we know that more people need to learn about it. Sometimes they've heard about programs like Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we talk to folks that this is pretty similar to that. This is a one-on-one match between a caring adult in the community and a child who needs a little extra attention or an adult in their life. And we always think about those families who, you know, maybe want to reach out and say, hey, I think my child could benefit from a mentor, could benefit from someone else in their life, whether they're a single parent family or maybe just have some other things going on where they know that kid could use someone else. And we think those families are really courageous and really strong to ask for that extra help. And it works out really well most of the time.
Is Kinship available pretty much all over the Badger State?
So there are different Kinship affiliates. So we are kind of networked with a national organization, but it depends in your community if you have one or not. So the Kinship of Richland County has been here for a long time. We know there's one in the Portage area, so that's maybe not too far as well. But there might be other organizations that serve different communities.
Our mentor is here as well, Judd Dvorak. Judd, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're kind of the VIP of the studio here.
I get that a lot.
Well, tell us about how you learned about Kinship and why you took the plunge.
Well, I was actually looking for something to volunteer for, and I went on the Richland County website, and I was looking for Big Brothers Big Sisters. But that organization, there wasn't anything on there, and I learned about Kinship. And so I just sent him an email, you know, and I just said that I wanted to volunteer. And then Michelle got to me right away, the director. Turns out she lives right up the street from me, and we're way out in the country. I mean, I'm in Henrietta Township, so it's a small, very rural. And so I was nice to meet her. And she told me about it and told me what, you know, what's involved and what your requirements are. And I thought it sounded great. And so I volunteered, and I'm on my third different kid, and I've had, three totally different experiences. I've had kids that have single moms and, really, really need someone to spend time with. The kid I have now has a really stable family. Grandparents are involved, uncles, aunts, parents. So it's different. Some kids just want someone for one-on-one time. you know, just to spend time with, go to their soccer games, go to the movies, just so they get that one-on-one time with someone that they might not normally get.
Mm-hmm. So is it does it vary from the children that you've mentored in terms of things you do and trying to find those common interests?
It does. Some of the kids that came from single mom homes or single parent homes that didn't have a lot of things that they did after school, a lot of activities and stuff like that, they would be up for anything. You know, anything was new to them. And I personally like to go fishing and hunting and outdoor stuff. So the kids that I've had, they all love that stuff. I take them out fishing in my boat, and I've had two that caught their first fish with me, and their smiles, just you wouldn't believe how happy these kids are to catch a fish. Things that I took for granted when I was a kid, you know, like I had my uncle teach me how to hunt and fish and stuff, and I just took it for granted that every kid got to do that, but they really don't. And so it's rewarding. It's much more rewarding than the time I put into it. You know, it's like Chelsea said, once a week for an hour. And, there's no rule saying you can't spend more time. You know, like when I take my little guy fishing and we're gone for 3-4 hours sometimes. But he just loves the outdoors, loves to fish, loves to see where I go deer hunting. It's a very, very rewarding thing to do. And I wish I would have volunteered years ago.
It kind of dovetails into we've had some DNR people on, we've had some hunting enthusiasts on, and they're talking about needing to get more young people involved in hunting. So that's one of the things, too, where you're getting them in.
Absolutely. You know, hunting, unfortunately, is getting to be it's less popular with kids playing video games a lot more now and after school activities and that. And when I was young, that's what we did after school was we went out in the woods. You know, we didn't have all the activities that kids have nowadays. So it's really important to get kids involved in the outdoors, in my opinion, whether it's fishing, hunting, or just knowing about nature. You know, when I take them out in the woods, we're not just hunting. I'm showing them, okay, that's what an oak tree looks like. That's what a hickory tree, you know, this is edible. This is not edible. Don't eat this. You know, those droppings over there, those are from a deer or a coyote or, you know, and you, there are things that I've known since I was a kid, but when you see the reaction, when you tell them this, it's just like it's mind-blowing to them that somebody knows all this stuff, you know. So it's good to see how they – to watch them learn and to watch their eyes get open to new experiences. That's what's most rewarding to me.
Sounds like they get as much out of it, you know, as you do, and maybe even more for you then, right?
I hope so. I mean, it's definitely something I would recommend. If you have a little extra free time, you know, go and talk to Michelle about volunteering to be a mentor, you know, or if you have a kid that's over 5 years old that needs somebody to spend some time with, I cannot recommend Kinship highly enough. It's a great, great organization.
Yeah, I think sometimes we unfortunately think about, well, you know, they're orphans or they're children with, you know, single parents or maybe grandparents raising them. That's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not. Like I said, the child I mentor now, his family is great and they're very involved, but he has a brother. And basically what they wanted was someone to spend time with their older son one-on-one time. Because he was, with his brother being in the house, he wasn't getting that one-on-one time that they felt he could really benefit from. So I come and pick him up, and we do everything. We just, like Chelsea said, go to fast food sometimes or a movie or hunting, fishing. I mean, if you're interested in it, the chances are they will be interested in it too. I try to get him to experience as many new things that I'm comfortable with and that I know about as possible. I try to give him as many different life experiences at his young age as I possibly can.
Yeah, it's awesome. Michelle, this is a good testament right here for kinship, Judd's story, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. I'm so impressed with our volunteers. We're so lucky. right now, we're down to 8 active matches. So we've lost a couple of kids and volunteers in the last few months. But each match is important, and it's important to both the kid and the volunteer. So we're looking for more of each.
More of each. So if people are hearing this and interested, and maybe a light bulb goes on about a child, what should they do?
Well, there's a couple of options. Excuse me. As Judd said, he emailed me, and you can do that. It's kinshiprc@gmail.com, and I check it every day. I'll get right back to you. And you can also call and leave a voicemail. It's 608-475-2886. We also have a Facebook page where you can leave a message, and there's also actually a P.O. Box 51 if you want to contact us through snail mail. So there's lots of options.
Are there some opportunities for people to donate to the cause as well?
Yes. Every year we send out an appeals letter right before Thanksgiving, and we'll be doing that soon. Kinship has a budget, an annual budget of under $8,000 a year, and I'm the only part-time paid employee. Everybody else is volunteering, and it's basically we have to have like insurance, liability insurance, and belonging to the organization is about $400. The postage and all that stuff is covered, and we don't get any funding from anything but donations. So we're really lucky the people are willing to do that.
Hopefully people will remember you now as we get a little bit closer to tax time and everything.
That's true, yeah. It is a 501c3 organization, and it's tax deductible, and we'll give you a receipt. So,
how long have you been involved with Kinship?
Well, it'll be 9 years in March, so it's been a while, and it is very rewarding. My husband has a Kinship kid, and so I get to sort of see it firsthand, and it's wonderful. They've been together 3 years, and this kid has really grown and changed, and I think it's been important to him to have a person of his own. He's a unique kid, and he doesn't get to be in charge very often. And when he comes out to the farm, he's in charge. It's anything that Randy suggests, he says, no, we're not doing that. we're doing what I want to do, which is cool. And every year we do a survey with the volunteers and the parents of the kids. And his mother said that in the survey that his behavior has improved 1,000%. And I was like, well, that might be an exaggeration, but it's pretty nice to hear. So it's great.
That is awesome. So obviously there are some kids out there that could use some guidance and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. You know, as Judd said, some of them are really needy, needed very, very badly, and others it's just a perk, but it's great. It's important for both. We used to have a requirement of a single parent family, but we removed that, and that's fine. So any kid ages 5 through 17 who lives in Richland County, that's the only requirement.
Most of the time, I mean, they work out. If it doesn't, do you switch mentors sometimes?
Sometimes like we do. It's surprising how often it does work out. But yeah, sometimes it just isn't the right fit. But that's why we interview the child and the mentor beforehand and try to find common interests and so forth. So
they gave the ages for the child or the student or whatever. What are the ages for somebody who could be a mentor?
Well, the mentor has to be 18 and up. There's no limit. Actually, Judd is one of our younger mentors. And so most of our mentors are retirement age, but they have lots of enthusiasm and lots of experiences to share. And that, you know, that it's great. So it doesn't cost anything. We do a background check on the mentors and do an interview. So they're very reliable people, and we've been really lucky.
Do you get sometimes references as well, maybe?
Definitely. They all have to provide at least 3 references. Uh-huh. We follow up with that. And yeah, we don't cut them any slack there.
I was going to say the background check in that, they're very thorough. I mean, Michelle came to our house and wanted to see where my wife and I live and interviewed us and to see where I was going to be bringing potentially a mentee to spend time. You know, it's not like they're just asking for volunteers and having anybody that signs up be a mentor. It's not anything hard. You know, I mean, as long as you're not a serial killer or something, you know, is basically what I'm trying to say is they do their due diligence to make sure that the mentor is someone that is trustworthy with the young person. And it's really great.
Yeah, very important that you do that. Do the schools sometimes reference it there as well and maybe give you a clue that this student could use someone?
Yeah, we have gotten referrals from some of the counselors at the schools, sometimes the churches, parents, neighbors. So it doesn't matter who refers the child. The important thing is kind of the follow-through. I respond right away, but it's